Let us pray. Lord, I come before you, asking that you touch anyone today that needs your special touch. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to talk a little bit today about healing, something I really know a lot about. In Matthew 9, 1 through 8, it tells us how Jesus came upon a group of people carrying a paralyzed man lying on a bed. After Jesus saw the faith in the people carrying the man, he then approached the man and said, "Your sins are forgiven." Jesus then told the man to get up and walk home. The man stood up and began to walk. Well, most of you may know, I suffered from kidney failure and was on dialysis for about 9 years. Like the paralyzed man, the Bethel family carried me. They carried me by praying and raising money to help with my kidney transplant. because of the dialysis, my body began to wear down. One day, after dialysis, I told my wife, "I can't do this anymore. I'm tired of the pain and tired of all the suffering. I'm ready to give up." Then I sat there and I began to pray. I prayed to God, "What should I do?" 30 minutes later, after I prayed, I received a call. They had a kidney for me. I received the kidney. The kidney worked, and it still works. But because of the dialysis, my legs became very weak, and I couldn't walk without a walker. Once again, the Bethel family carried me. They prayed, and they also supported me. One day, I was sitting in a chair because I couldn't walk, and I began to pray to God, and I asked him, "God, what do I do? I can't walk. You have things for me to do. What should I do?" God spoke to me. God said, "Doug, get up out of that chair and walk." Well, I was very hesitant because every time I tried to walk, I would fall. And then God said again, "Doug, get up out of the chair and walk." So I pushed my walker aside, stood up, took a step, took another step, and then I could walk. Now, I'm not telling you that God is going to heal each and every one of you. Only God knows that. But what I do know is God is a healing God. And he's in my heart. And without the strength of God, I wouldn't be here today. What I do know is God is there. All you have to do is pray to him. He doesn't give you anything that he feels that you can't handle. And once he sees that you can't handle that, then he steps in. I don't know why he chose to heal me twice. I think it's because he has more work for me to do, like being up here is one of them, but there are other things that God wants me to do, and I'm not finished yet, and he's not finished with me. But I know without God, I wouldn't be here today. And if there's any doubt about the healing of God, I am living proof that God does heal. In Jesus' name, amen.